We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Drive on KFH.
The music today, class of 1973, Derby High School. Maggie May from Rod Stewart, joined now by what? Class of what, Terrell, at Derby High School?
Hold on, I think it's 98, right?
1998, man.
Oh, wow. 1998. You are unbelievably old.
I feel it these days, man. It's tough out here.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us. I know you just did a podcast with Paul Sullentrop at the Roundhouse in which you talked about some of the toughest topics we've ever had to talk about, the civil unrest going on in America right now, your background as a black man growing up in Derby, and some of the things you've encountered. My head is spinning. My head hurts, and I don't know what to make of it all the time. How are you handling everything right now, Terrell?
You know, I've been fortunate, Bob. I tell you, I am blessed beyond anything that I really deserve to have grown up in a pretty remarkable family. My mother is an incredible woman. You know, athletics really, if I look back on it and I'm honest, athletics probably spared me a great deal of the angst and anxiety that a lot of young black men experience as they grow up. And that's not to say that I wasn't, you know, I did not have to go through things, because I certainly did. But athletics certainly protected me and enabled me to navigate those a little bit differently. And so, you know, now's an interesting time, Bob, and it's a tough time for everybody. Certainly it's been a long road for minorities in America, but I don't think it's an easy time for white Americans either. It's a tough time for everybody. And so I'm enthusiastic about the opportunity for us to all grow together if we agree to take some steps, no matter how painful they may be.
How heartened, Terrell, are you to see the protests happening here in Wichita? And I know that there have been some not-so-great moments in those, but they've been largely peaceful and I think probably pretty difference-making, at least here in our community. Has that been as good for you to see as it has been for me?
So I have been, let me first start with the response of WPD. I must admit that Chief Ramsey, who I know, it really warmed my soul to see him come out from the very beginning in support of the peaceful protests and the need to speak out against social inequality. And so I do want to give him credit where credit is due, because I think he set the right tone for the entire thing. Now, you know, beyond that, there have certainly been moments that are disappointing. I think there have been moments that you could characterize as disappointing on both sides of the protest. But largely speaking, I am proud of the way that, you know, those who are really, really moving towards a system of equality and liberty and freedoms that were ultimately promised to us by this great country. I'm proud of the way that a lot of those people have moved throughout that. You know, I met a little bit of disdain from people via social media as I tried to help people understand, or at least give people a framework as to how civil unrest can become what we're seeing it become in some instances, and whether it be looting or violence. I mean, while I don't advocate it, and I certainly think it's a nasty, nasty thing, and there are a lot of very nefarious and heinous incidents throughout all of this, I think as you contemplate a community who is trying to reconcile its centuries-long traumas, I think we all would be remiss to not make an effort to understand.
Terrell Benton is our guest. He played basketball at Wichita State from 1998 through 2002. Started with Randy Smithson as his coach and finished with Mark Turgeon as his coach. So we're trying to thread a needle right now in America, and we've certainly made that attempt before. I don't know, obviously, that we've ever gotten it right with race relations in this country. We're seeing police being heroes in some cases and anything but that in other cases. We're seeing protesters, for the large part, doing the right thing in their protests, peaceful protests, in some cases not doing the right part. How are we going to bring it all together? I know that's a very difficult question, and I'm not really looking for an answer, but I'm just looking for your opinion. How are we going to bring it all together this time and actually make progress in race relations in the United States of America?
So I think first things first, right? As with any issue that exists, whether it be personal, professional, financial, we first have to recognize that the issue exists. And I think part of the frustration, a large part of the frustration for Black America, is just the general disposition amongst large portions of this country who want to tell us that the experiences that we've had throughout the course of our lives don't really exist, right? It's a quote-unquote narrative. It's rhetoric, right? So we hear that type of language as we try to communicate to people what we've experienced, whether, you know, it's something that's just outlandishly and outrageously negative, or if it's something a bit more minute, you know, as we communicate those things and to hear members of our community tell us, well, that really doesn't exist, or, well, that was like to rationalize those things as we communicate it is tough. And so I think first and foremost, we as a country have to recognize that it exists. And until we come to an understanding as a country that this exists, and it's a very real issue, not just for Black Americans, but for women who serve in minority capacities, for Latino Americans, for Asian Americans, like racism exists, and all types of inequality exist throughout our country. And so we've got to admit that and come to an understanding that it exists. And then after that, be prepared to have some really, really difficult conversations. Be prepared to be uncomfortable. Be prepared to experience pain, angst, anxiety, and all the things that you have to go through in order to navigate any trauma that you experience. You know, I think if people took a step back and thought through the personal trauma that they've experienced in their life and how they've had to get through that, and then multiply that times centuries and multiply that times millions, then I think we have a better understanding of the true scope of the work that we're going to have to put in.
So, Terrell, I'm sure you saw the video of the older gentleman in Buffalo being pushed down by one or up to three police officers that he was just talking to. And today, 57, the rest of the riot squad in Buffalo resigned in support of those three officers who had been suspended. I mean, what do you make of that? It seems,
and that was a 75-year-old white man, by the way. Not that that makes a huge difference, but it's worth pointing out. So, Terrell, what do you make of that?
It just seemed, and like you said, here are the police in our community, to a large degree, at least the police chief seems to have his head on straight. So when you see something like that, and then these guys resigning, I'm sure you're as exasperated as we are.
It's as frustrating. And, you know, eventually, you know, you go through this progression, right, of emotions. And initially you feel like despair and you feel sadness and you feel like that initial kind of pain. Then I think over the course of time, it begins to transition into frustration, right? Then you all of a sudden find yourself a bit white-knuckled in anger and resentment. And then all of a sudden that turns into an ability, right, to meet head-on force with force. And so, again, that goes back to my point earlier about just maybe understanding how our community and how our country can be where we're at. Now, I 100% support the police. I believe, just like with anybody, there are mostly good officers in our communities, you know, and I wouldn't dare try to put a percent on it, but I am close personal friends with officers from Washington, D.C. to Wichita to Oklahoma City to Seattle. I've got officer friends all around the country, and I know unequivocally, without a shadow of a doubt, that most of the officers in our country are good men and good women who just want to serve their community. However, it's moments like what we saw today with an elderly white man, 75-year-old white man, having what appeared to be an ordinary civil discourse with an officer who pushes him, gets his head, bleeds, and then the response turns it into a monstrosity for me as you watch them just kind of go and stand and provide zero medical attention to this man who is laying there lifeless, unconscious, unable to move. Like, those are the kind of things. And then to take it a step further, right, you hear reports that the Buffalo PD or whomever the authorities there may be are indicated that he tripped and fell. And then you get the reports that these 57 officers on this emergency response team all resigned from that particular position, not from the Buffalo Police Department in total, but from that particular position in support of these officers. Those are the kind of things that when they help kind of paint a picture of what some of the police brutality looks like across America. And again, it shouldn't characterize police in general, but it certainly helps paint the picture, a clearer picture of what it is that we're truly fighting against.
Well put, Terrell. We appreciate your time. We'd like to get you back on at some point and talk about all this as we weave our way through times that are make or break, in my opinion. It's time for everybody to step up and try to do something about this. I'm glad you're in the right corner. We look forward to talking to you more in the future. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. You guys be good, man. God bless.
All right. Terrell Benton, Shocker Basketball, talking about larger topics. We'll come back in a minute. Mike Jones, product of Wichita East High School and a member of the 1989 College World Series Championship team from Wichita State. He joins us next on The Drive, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.